Welcome to the Philharmonia Audio Commentary. This is Owen Tracy recording at 9:21 Irish Summer Time. Today is August 30th. Well, today was we did see that good follow through in Asia this morning. Hang Seng was up over 2%. The Nikkei was up almost 1%, and there were a couple of other notable, really quite positive moves. The Sensex was up over 120 points, and that is it pretty much gapped up and didn't trade very much beyond that. Same story with Korea. It moved upwards, didn't trade very much beyond that either. But I think one of the bigger moves, I think, was in the Philippines, also looking very good. There are no markets making new lows at the moment, and that's rather important. We've had pretty concerted move right across equity markets on the downside. They've all found support, and some of them are outperforming quite considerably, Hong Kong being the notable example there. I think it's the only market that has actually gone on and made new highs following this correction, obviously with the exception of markets like China, which didn't correct at all. But this today's action in Europe, following on from Asia, had started out quite positive, then it gave up pretty much all of its gains, and then rallied in line with the S&P through to the European close. So you had the FTSE up 1.3%, the same on the CAC, the DAX up over 1%, and excuse me, that looks like pretty good action there. I posted the Belgian index today in the interesting chart section because it's one of the only major European indices to actually break upwards from a little consolidation above the lows. What we see on indices like the FTSE and the CAC is that they're right at the top of a little consolidation above the low at the moment. And if we had good positive action tomorrow, then that would be an upward break from a little consolidation. It would be a further affirmation that we have seen the lows for this move. There is an incredible wall of worry in equity markets at the moment, and there are any number of reasons to be bearish. However, looking at the chart facts, markets saw climactic action, they found support, they're rallying from that support. A number have consolidated and are pressuring the upper side of that consolidation. These are all positive factors. Now, all bets would be off if we saw big downward dynamics taking out those lows that we saw in mid-August. But a number of indices are well above those lows, and markets would need to fall really considerably to take out those lows. Looking at the US today, the S&P is down marginally at down 6 points, and the Dow Jones down 50. They had been up for part of the day, but really not much of it. The Nasdaq had been up almost 1%, I think actually in excess of 1% on the Nasdaq 100 at one point, but gave up most of it and the composite closed up only 2 points. But what we are seeing is that following that good upward dynamic yesterday, almost completely countermanding the downward dynamic from the day before, markets pretty much held on to that gain today. And again, that is positive action. We're not out of the woods yet, and as I said, there is that wall of worry out there, and there are reasons to be justifiably worried, but the chart facts definitely point us in the direction of being that bit more bullish than the crowd at the moment. Treasuries were up 17 points, and they're at 112 at the moment. So we continue to see this rally on pretty much well on the long-dated side of the curve. Gilts were down marginally, but still very much within that short-term uptrend, and the same with the bunds down marginally. Excuse me, the gilts were up marginally, the bunds were down marginally. I'm mixing up my columns reading off the screen. The gold price remains pretty steady. It was down 240 in here today, and gold continues to have been a reasonable hedge against the decline that we've seen. However, it doesn't seem to be giving us too much of the upside either, and it's going to require some fairly significant new investor interest, I think, to push this upwards. It does look like over the longer term, the pattern looks like it's pregnant with potential, but in the short term, it's not doing very much at all at the moment, and it does need to consolidate above 700 to really hammer home that the long-term potential for gold is positive. At the moment, I think there's just an equilibrium between supply and demand. The industrial metals had a relatively positive day. Nickel is up to 28,300. It was up 500 points today. So it has found support around that 25,000 level. And I think we can probably give it the benefit of the doubt as long as it holds above that level, or at least doesn't sustain a move below that level. There hasn't been particularly good news in that market, in contrast to the absolutely rampant bullishness we saw earlier on this year. And the chances are that it's going to take quite a while before it gets back up towards those highs. This is going to be a prolonged medium-term correction, and it could last upwards of a couple of years. We've seen nickel go sideways for 2.5 to 3 years in the past, so it's not like it can't do it, but it is looking cheap down around these levels relative to the highs. Lead was up $55, that's at 3,170, so holding above that 3,000 level. It does need to move to a new high to reaffirm the uptrend, and this broadening pattern on that long stock is a little bit worrying, but it hasn't generally paid to bet against the industrial metals. But personally, I won't be buying it at these levels. Not the way it's sort of consolidating around here, because it has the potential to be a medium-term top. But that's not something I particularly want to make a bet one way or the other on. The dollar today, it started out the day really quite strong against the pound. The pound had fallen to $2.45 ticks, and it's currently up to $2.01 and 21 ticks, so rallied way off the lows. And that was because there was this news story earlier on today saying that the Bank of England had lent out a number of billions to some bank that was having trouble raising credit, and that spooked the market a little bit, and there was big talk of carry trades being unwound in the pound. But I think that is really just reflecting the panicky nature of the markets. There is a high degree of nervousness and anxiety among investors, and the chances are that we're going to see volatile currency markets for a good number of months going forward. But the volatility index, the VIX, was off the lows today, still around that 25 level, but it's well off those highs at 37.50. And there's not any real evidence yet that it's going to go back up towards those highs. And I think over the coming months, we can expect it to fall backwards. And looking at the oil complex, oil was pretty steady here today, held on to just about all of its gains from yesterday. It's at 73.46. That's down just 5 cents. And the other big mover yesterday, the gasoline contract, was down just $2. It's at 208.01. So they're very much holding on to those gains, and it does look like they've put a floor under the market for the moment. And that's pretty much it for me. I suppose the other big mover today was wheat. Wheat was limit up for most of the day, closed just off the highs at 770. And this looks like it's really in motion. It has all the potential to move into an accelerating uptrend. Rather difficult to buy in here, which has sort of stayed my hand a little bit, because there's no telling when the high will be. But right now, it's a trend in motion. There's no evidence that it's ended just yet. And it would really need a downward dynamic to check the momentum of this move, which is really looking very positive. But with that, I will leave you for the evening, and thank you very much for your time.